Let's go now to last night's leaders' debate, though, which has been described variously as uninspiring, lackluster, and cautious. The debate left Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott relatively unscathed, but perhaps the viewers wouldn't claim the same. For both leaders, the core issue of the economy dominated.
I can see a great new future for Australia, and the government I lead knows how to build that future for all Australians. To you, my fellow Australians, drawing on the great strengths of our country as it exists now, under my Prime Ministership, I offer a new way to secure Australia's future.
Tony Abbott zeroed in on the cost of living pressures being faced around the kitchen table.
Who can make your future more secure? Who can make your life better? Who can ease your cost of living pressures, and who can make your job more safe? Elect a Liberal National Coalition government, and this is how our country will change. We'll build a stronger economy so that everyone can get ahead.
This leaders' debate was the scene setter for week two of the federal election campaign. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, joins us now. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Different approaches from the two leaders on the economy, Alison. For Kevin Rudd, it was all about the economic challenges that lie ahead. And Tony Abbott's intention was to reassure voters that all would be well, but only if a coalition government is elected on September the 7th.
Yes, they did take different tacks on the economy. Kevin Rudd's key message was that Australia faces difficult economic times. The winding down of the mining investment boom means new ways need to be found to turbocharge the economy. A new great economic transition is the way the Prime Minister put it last night. He was indulging in some hyperbole, Fran, but this is what economists and policymakers have been warning about for some time. It's a serious issue that deserves a serious policy response, and it was the central thrust of Kevin Rudd's contribution to the debate. But while Kevin Rudd went macro, Tony Abbott went micro, bringing the debate back to where it matters the most to many voters, and that is the household budget. While Kevin Rudd was warning of difficult times ahead, Tony Abbott was trying to be more reassuring with his, to quote the opposition leader, positive plan to restore hope and opportunity. And it's predicated, as it always has been, on scrapping the mining and carbon taxes. So strengthening the economy, the key election promises by both sides in the debate, but little detail last night from either leader just how that could be achieved. We got lots of rhetoric, Fran, but not a lot of edification about the competing agendas.
Alison, any debate about the economy was always going to land at some point on the opposition's budget costings. The coalition is exposed on this front, and I thought Tony Abbott looked exposed on it when it came up. Though Kevin Rudd, I thought, didn't really hammer it home last night. He switched tack and to focus again on raising the spectre of a higher GST under the coalition.
Yeah, Tony Abbott is trying to walk back last week's statement by Joe Hockey that the coalition won't be publishing a budget bottom line before the election. Tony Abbott did guarantee, though, last night that voters will see before polling day exactly what the coalition will spend and what it will save. Spending promises such as the corporate tax cut and also the carbon compensation total $17 billion, and that's exactly the amount of the savings announced pre-election, according to Tony Abbott, which is all very neat, Fran, but still no detail costings from the opposition, which hamstrung Tony Abbott somewhat during the debate. And here's Kevin Rudd talking about the coalition's costings.
Surely 4 weeks before an election, he can stop being evasive. Well, our experience has been that it is important to be transparent about what you're going to cut and what you're going to save. What we've had from our opponents in this election campaign is a continued policy of evasion on this.
And that's a point quite well made, Fran, but instead of hammering it home, Kevin Rudd took off on another flight of fancy on the GST, again peddling the line that the GST would rise under the coalition. A classic scare campaign by the Prime Minister. Here's how Tony Abbott responded.
The GST is not going to change.
Ever.
The GST can't change without the agreement of the states and territories. And last time I looked, that meant the agreement of the Labor Party. It's a little embarrassing to have the Prime Minister of this country, after 6 years, the best he can do is run this embarrassing scare campaign.
So we heard from Tony Abbott that there won't be a rise in the GST in the first term, but he hasn't made a never ever promise that it won't increase at some stage. The coalition policy remains that any change to taxation would not occur unless the coalition government, unless a coalition government, Fran, achieved a mandate at the following election. That's the one due in 2016. So I suspect, Fran, that this scare campaign will have legs.
Okay. Debates do help shape perceptions. They do help build momentum, or they can. How do you think either leader will be feeling after last night?
Look, I think they'd both be relieved, Fran, that they didn't commit any blunders. They got through relatively unscathed. Both leaders at some point, I think, were caught out not being across the substance of policies. Kevin Rudd couldn't answer the fairly simple question of whether or not Sydney needs a second airport. Tony Abbott, for his part, really didn't have much to say when asked about aged care policy. Mm. Nor were there any bright, shiny, new policies announced or any killer cut-through lines given an airing. Now, a good example, I think, was the segment devoted to asylum seekers. The policies are so well known, the two sides so close together on offshore processing, that there was little left to debate. There was a commitment from Kevin Rudd that a Labor government, a re-elected Labor government, would bring forward within 100 days of the election another bill to legalise same-sex marriage. But all up, I think the debate was death by talking points, Fran. It was flat and uninspiring. The big unknown, of course, being whether or not it swayed any undecided voters.
Yeah, I thought it was flat and uninspiring too. The overall consensus seems to be no real outright winner. Some commentators giving the edge to Tony Abbott, though the people's worms were split. The PM, though, needed more than a points victory last night to inject some life into his campaign. There is a sense that Labor's campaign is foundering a little, don't you think?
Well, I think Kevin Rudd had the most to gain from last night's debate. He needed a knockout performance to try and re-energise Labor's campaign, which is showing some early signs of flagging. The news poll today has the coalition opening, 52-48% lead, two-party preferred. Exactly the same finding as the Nielsen poll on the weekend. Tony Abbott making inroads into Kevin Rudd's leader's preferred prime minister. The polling was conducted before the debate. Not sure if the debate would have changed those numbers, however. Now, the very fact that the biggest talking point this morning is that Kevin Rudd used briefing notes in breach of the debate rules, I think speaks to just how lackluster the debate was, and that's not what Kevin Rudd needs at this stage of the campaign.
Yeah, and the most thing that I think would be alarming Labor about those polls or the poll today is the drop in its primary vote. Alison, thanks very much.